Andrea Orlandi, first of all, welcome back. It's obviously been a difficult time with your broken rib.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm back earlier than what expected. You know, it was 6 weeks, and I've been fortunate to play today. I struggled a little bit with the breathing during the game. You know, it's different playing a game than the training. But you know, I've done everything to come back earlier, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to help the team to get vital 3 points. Well, I think we've played against a really good team, the best football inside in the league. They showed that when we played at Watford, and they did again today.
Just tell us a little bit more about the injury, because how come you managed to come back so quickly? Was that sort of the rehabilitation you did with the doctors? Or?
I think the doctor, the physios, they've been working with me, you know, every day, especially Steve, one of them. We've been working really hard, and then my determination to get back earlier because I was enjoying playing for Brighton, and I really wanted to get back earlier. So we did it, and hopefully, you know, I'll get my fitness back soon, and I'll try to help the team.
On reflection, do you think today was a bit too early to come back into the side?
No, it's never too early. You know, when the team needs a player, when the player wants to play, you know, it was my decision and the manager's decision, and I was happy that he picked me. And, if I played, because there was no risk of breaking the rib again.
First 20 minutes, the Albion were terrific today.
We knew that we had to start well, and we did it. Unfortunately, we didn't get the goal. They got better during the game, and they started passing the ball, and it was hard for us. But at the end, a 0-0 first half, you know, quite competitive first half. And in the second half, they got that goal that really killed us a little bit. We got back with a penalty, and it was crazy that we conceded two goals that we probably should have done better. So we'll have to learn from it, have a look at the game, and you know, and try to take the positives, and then the negatives, try to solve them.
What impressed you most about Watford today?
Well, I was impressed with them when we played there. I thought they were really good, and they played really quick in midfield. You know, they have lots of players in there, three midfielders really comfortable on the ball, and it makes us hard, you know, to chase them. And obviously, what we had to do was to impose ourselves. We did it the first 20 minutes, as you said, but we couldn't do it, you know, through the whole game. And then they got like legs up front. They got amazing speed with Vidra and Dini. And they won the game.
It's something like about 3 wins now in 16 for the Albion. How concerned are the players in the dressing room about the run of form?
Well, obviously the morale is a bit down, and we're really concerned. We're worried, but I think we have to keep going. Our head up. Let's see if we can get some players back fit, and then push. You know, for the second half of the season. I think this league, there's so many games, and we're still there. So we're not really far away from playoff places, and we have to keep going.
I was going to say, I think it's 6 points between the Albion now and the playoffs. Is that too big a gap to bridge at this stage? Or
no, I think the Championship, when you win two in a row, you get back there. So that's what we have to do, start winning games and start changing our mentality that lately hasn't been great, and that's it.
When you talk about the mentality, is that mentality on the pitch or...?
A bit of everything. We have to change, that's for sure. As you said, 3 wins in the last 16 is not good enough. So I think we got the team to challenge, for the playoff place at least. So something we have to turn around the situation, and we got to do it, yeah.
Game's coming thick and fast. A game obviously coming up at Ipswich on Tuesday. What the likelihood of you being fit for that? Would you fit for consideration?
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have a cool down, and on Monday we'll be back ready for Tuesday. You know, I'll be always there. You know, if I can, I'll always be available for this club, and hopefully I'll be playing on Tuesday.
Final question, your first Christmas in the UK, how have you enjoyed it?
No, well, it's not my first.
But
in Brighton. Yeah, well, I quite enjoyed it. My family is over, so, you know, we had a nice time together. And unfortunately, we didn't win today to have a nice end to that. But yeah, it was good.